Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Morgan Paving.
Well, we don't do anything online. I don't have a website.
Okay, yeah, I noticed there was no website. Well, the reason for my call, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash, and we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Morgan Paving on that first page of Google for your keywords there, like your services in your area. So
Right. What
that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for paving companies near me or repair or installation, however they might type it into that box, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And I'm sure that you've probably used Google before in your own life, but have you by any chance done a search recently for asphalt paving in your area at all?
Yeah, I got my wife to do it as of yesterday.
Oh, really?
She was able to pull it up.
Okay.
You know, naturally, she knows exactly how to word it. But she told her to do it just like, say, you know, a homeowner would do, like asphalt repair or something like that. And she was able to pull it up. So.
Oh, okay. So, like right now in your area to do, let me do that search, asphalt repair near me, right? Or asphalt repair in Covington. And what will happen is pages and pages of results will come up on Google, right? There are probably, let me take a look here, next 20 pages of asphalt contractors in your area and the surrounding cities. So what this, on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each area. So what this would do is this would take your listing and move it to the first page where really 9 out of 10 searches, they'll start and stop on that first page. Usually there's enough listings there. They don't have to go any further. And so if we were, and the reason you're getting this call today is they had a first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents calling through to fill that open position there. If we were to program you in to appear there too, they block out a space for you. And then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer the same services. And a quick question. So you've been in business quite a while, right, as Morgan Paving?
That's correct.
Okay. Can I ask what prompted you to have your wife do that search yesterday? Like, why now?
Because we talked to Google and Angie's List yesterday. That's what it was. They called, and they put me down on their list. And I'd already talked to Google. They'd already done
a
something
listing
for me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it amounts to.
Okay. Yeah, you have a Google listing. It's just that it's a little bit buried. And so what this would do is it would pluck it out of the sea of the Internet, you know, and put it on that first page where more people
now,
will see it.
What's involved in doing this? I mean, is it just a service you're going to do for me, or is this going to be an additional cost?
It's a monthly service fee, right? It's not connected with Angie's List in any way. So what Angie's does, it's brilliant really what they do, is they buy themselves a spot on Google in areas where they know there's a search volume. So they have access to the same data that we do. They know where the searches are being done too. So their listing will say something like 25 best paving contractors in Atlanta, right, or something similar to that. And then they capture their leads from Google, and then they'll flip them or resell them to you and maybe a few others, but through them, it's on a per-lead basis. So you'll be paying per-lead with them, right?
That's the way I understood it, yes.
Okay, so if we could get you up there on Google in your own spot, in a position to have live calls coming directly to you, like living, breathing human beings would be calling your phone directly. It wouldn't go through an app like it does with Angie's. They'd be calling you. And then that way you wouldn't have to pay per lead. So it's just one flat monthly fee. Whether you get 50 calls or 5 million calls, it's all the same price. And then you have a little bit of freedom to kind of pick and choose which ones you want without chasing after, you know, ones that you paid for, like per lead.
Right.
And that all makes sense so far?
So far, yes.
Okay. Okay. And I can pull up the pricing for you now. So that will depend on a couple of things. The area that you're servicing. So if home base for you is Covington, are you servicing the whole Atlanta metro or just?
No. I won't even go that far up. No.
Okay.
No. We're just a small time thing. We want the job that the big boys won't touch.
Oh, nice. Okay. So more residential work, like driveways?
Yes.
And,
yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Okay. And I'm sorry. My name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, this is John.
John, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And for this position, John, that we have available there today, it's month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And the good news is you've been in business quite a while. You can qualify for, it's called a legacy rate, and it's a reduced rate that they have. You have to be 20 and over in order to get that. So I'm grabbing my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And then, John, being that we have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea, right, to list yourself there?
Yeah, because I'm just, all this advertising is starting to add up, you know, that's what I'll say. Angie's List is charging a certain amount there, and I paid Google a one-time fee is also, and they had something coming up. They said for the next, just say 6 months, they'll be touch base with me, and then after that, it won't cost me anything monthly after that. It's just somehow getting me on board and getting me viewed or whatever.
On Google?
On Google. That's what that was put to me as.
Right. Well,
I paid them like $280, $288, something like that, and they were supposed to list me, and now, you know, it sounds like they're back to me again, because this will be the third time that I've talked to Google about space or whatever.
Right. Well, you can list
a long
list
time
your...
ago, we were listed in the Yellow Pages, and, you know, the Yellow Pages got done away with. So that's the reason I got on with Google. Somebody called me one time, and he said it was a one-time fee, and I paid him, and things were rocking along. And then all of a sudden, I understand that that was taken down. And so recently.
You still have a Google site, a Google listing, I believe, but so does everybody else, right? So there's hundreds of them in there. And
right.
They would have to go page after page after page after page in order to find you. And 90% of the time, there's enough listings right there in front of them where they can make a phone call or two and they've got their guy. So being on a third page isn't going to get you, like you're already on Google. You're just lost, right? So
right.
The internet's huge. It's endless. And so what this would do is this would take your listing and it would anchor it to the first page, front and center, as one. There's a list there on that first page. There's a handful of them that'll fit there. But when you're on that first page, then you get the call. So you can submit yourself to Google for free. It doesn't cost you anything to do that. But everybody's done that, right? You just never quite know where you're going to wind up. So what you pay for is the position on that first page, which will get you some action. And that's why
okay.
Angie's buys a spot on the first page. Like Angie will never buy a spot on the third page. They only buy it on the first page because that's where they get their leads from. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Okay. So while we were talking, I was messaging Amy. She's my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And then that way, John, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
It sounds okay. Of course, the dollar amount's going to be before we make that decision.
Of course, yes. Let me have her reduce that rate. And so being that we have that area open for programming today, I think what I'm hearing from you is if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea, right?
That way, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just a small timer and do not want Advance to be a big company. I just want jobs that the big boys won't touch.
Okay, and that's just in your local area. Okay, I'm letting her know that now. So that'll keep the cost down a little bit, too. Hang on here. Hey, John?